Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at the much vaunted Disney Marvel collaboration that extends the Marvel universe after Endgame, WandaVision, which is a show on Disney Plus that chronicles the life of Wanda, Scarlet Witch, and Vision. We're going to go to the man that when you think his clip is empty, he always has one in the chamber. Gangsta Mike, how'd you feel about WandaVision?
I didn't hate it. I'm not overly excited about it either. For Marvel to kick off phase four like this, my base question was, why did you necessarily go with this show? It's supposed to literally set up phase four, supposed to have all these implications going into the future. If somebody wasn't a huge fan of Marvel or kind of into it and known all the details of the show, like read everything, so I already know certain things that's supposed to happen down the line. But for somebody who doesn't know any of those things, if they watch these two episodes, they'd be going like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, what is this? What's the big deal? And if you don't get invested in it, you're not going to be able to get to what I would hope is going to be a big payoff. I think the homage to old TV sitcoms, that whole thing, they succeeded in that area. But from the standpoint of, again, because everything with Marvel was always this big laid out plan, it's always different phases and leading up to certain things. Just off watching these two episodes, it left me going, okay, what exactly are we leading up to, or what's going to be big implications of this? Because nothing major really happened in these two episodes until the end of the second one, I think. Actually, the middle of the second one, the end of the second one. The first episode almost felt like second episode of Mandalorian season two. I was kind of like, why do we even have it? And easily established everything and still had those two things happen. And I'd have been fine with going on the next one. The first episode, I was like, okay, I know this is not how the whole season's supposed to go. But again, if I didn't know that, I don't think I would have gone to the second episode. I don't see what purpose it serves. Now, again, nine episodes. Marvel had leaked out certain details, so certain people are already, and people that are supposed to be in this season. And the trailer showed you at some point it gets back to modern day and all that. And the last scene of the first episode hinted at that. But again, unless you know those things, this flat-out product that they put out, it's not anything that would make you want to keep tuning in every week. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, because I really feel like somebody looked at Bewitched or I Dream of Jeannie. Wouldn't that be cool if we did something like that? But they took the wrong property.
First episode is supposed to be after Dick Van Dyke Show. And then the second one is Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie. And the third episode goes to something from the 70s.
Like Happy Days.
From that standpoint, I think it succeeded. Universe that intertwines, it is connected in all this. And again, she went from just this series to she got added into Doctor Strange. And Feige himself said, like, she's the big reason why everything's going to start happening moving forward. So if I'm watching this, how does this implicate anything going forward? It, to me, it's just like you said, it seemed like somebody had an idea and they said, well, let's just do it. And I don't think you necessarily had to do that. You could have easily just made a series about whatever's going on and tied it in everything. I guess the concept is okay, but you followed Endgame and everything with this. You know what I'm saying?
It's yeah, like, and this is technically the first Marvel property after Endgame, so why would, yeah. So it definitely begs the question, why would you do this?
Yeah, Spider-Man was Sony, you're right. So, yeah.
Clearly something's going on in Wanda's head. I see your point, Mike. I think it's going a little too in-depth with it. They should have had more things breaking the fourth wall, little cracks around the edges. The second episode, I was looking around to see if I saw anything that was out of place for that little sitcom thing that was going on. And other than the commercial starring the same two actors showcasing Stark properties, and of course the sword logo popping up on that helicopter, about the only thing. I think they went a little too far. I'm assuming the payoff's going to be towards the later episodes. So other than that, I liked it. I mean, it was quirky in its way, but I'm glad it's only a half hour for each episode.
Yeah.
Because if I had an hour of this, I'd have been like, I don't know about this. Second episode, you had the radio signal calling the name. First episode, you had the helicopter, hints and clues, but you kind of need a little more of those.
All right, Jay.
I couldn't watch that shit, man. I didn't watch the second episode. I didn't even watch it. I understand that she's going loopy, she's going crazy, and it makes sense. But I agree with you, Keith. They should have shown something, anything, to make it seem like the fourth wall is cracking or something. It was just like, if I wanted to watch Donna Reed or Dick Van Dyke, I have Nick at Night, okay? It was wasting my time. I didn't enjoy it at all. And all these people are saying, oh my God, it is so great. You know what? You a goddamn lie. And you know you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself because you're lying to yourself. You don't love yourself. You lie to yourself. It was not good. It was there. Will I watch it later on? Yes, because I want to see progression and see what's going to go on. Outside of that, I'm not very interested in this. The old 50s sitcom. It did modern day, something going on. You see her gradually just kind of out of reality. You see her kind of losing it a little bit. And then her gradually going back. If they would have did something like that, then I would have been okay with it. It's all in her head, which we get. But it's like you don't even show people that watch Marvel and know about Scarlet Witch and know about Marvel Comics. She's very powerful. She can control reality. She can change reality just with her words. We all know this. Just did not enjoy it at all. I'm going to watch the rest of it, but I'm just going to watch the rest of it just for the podcast and hopefully it improves. This is the way they're going to start to phase four with this. I think it's a misstep right now, but in my opinion, it may change later once more episodes come out. I had no urge to watch the second episode. After the first one, I was mentally drained and I was just like, why is this here? Why?
All right, Matt.
I went into this series knowing that it's going to be very quirky. It's going to be very weird. There's going to be all these Easter eggs in which I would not understand until I actually looked it up afterward. Taking it as far as its face value without doing any research, I was just like, James, what the hell am I watching? I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand why Marvel went from such easy storytelling to this crap that we saw, especially considering that we haven't had a Marvel movie in a year. But, I mean, that's not really their fault in that aspect. So you have your casual Marvel fans. They just started getting into it when all these movies came out. And then all those that look for Easter eggs and have followed the comic books and et cetera. I'm kind of a little bit in between. But as far as all of the meanings behind the meanings, and, I mean, Keith brought up a couple points as far as sword and then the helicopter. And then if you pay attention to the numbers on the show, everything adds up to 6, like 666. Mephisto?
Yeah, Mephisto.
Yeah, so homage to that as well as Agatha. But Agatha is supposedly one of the witches that mentored the Scarlet Witch before. That's how come you see her in so many scenes and is mentoring her from day one. I think that's kind of their way, how they're breaking it in. Again, watching it face value, I didn't quite get a lot of the things until I actually saw YouTube's deciphering it. And I don't think it's going to get good until probably like episode 6, to be honest with you. It's going to start off slow. And like Mike said, there's going to be an episode like, why'd they come out with this? Episode 2, I think, is what Mike referenced. And I think this is how it's going to be for the first 4 episodes, where they'll show snippets. And just like Keith said, he was paying attention to the background and he saw things started cracking, or even the deliberate thing with the radio where they're calling for her. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on that people are talking about, like, hey, maybe she's in a coma and this is what's going on in her head. Was it S.W.O.R.D. or whatever that group is trying to reach out to her, hence why they did it through the radio, reality. It's a very quirky show, and if they continue at this rate all the way up to episode 7, I think Marvel is going to lose it for this particular series, but I see it picking up like after episode 6. So as much as I hate to say it, James, get used to this tempo probably for another 4 episodes, in my opinion.
All right. Well, for me, I don't like it. That's all I need to say. I understand what they're doing. Marvel has done these genre bends. Take the spy movie, we'll take the heist movie. But this one, no. Again, for this to be the first Disney Plus show for Marvel.
You're stumbling out the gates.
If it was Falcon and Winter Soldier, that came out first, I might be a little bit more hyped for this one. The first maybe 15 minutes of that first episode, it's like, no. No, who's doing this? This stuff needs to change right now. And then we need to get into the point of what this is all about. And obviously it's going to be building up to stuff like Mike said, but no.
What do you guys think is going on?
The bitches lose their mind.
Yeah, I think they're going with the House of M, where the whole events of the Infinity War just broke her, centered around her and Vision. And this sort of idealized life that they had together, but Vision's dead. First, he kills him. And then Thanos destroys them. she's being powerless to stop it. It's got hallmarks to Avengers Disassembled. Then finally with final breaking of the whole multiverse. And there seems to be some kind of connection with the Mind Gem, but the Mind Gem was destroyed. I think Thanos destroyed all the Infinity Gems, right?
It's another thing. Where does this fall in the timeline? Because Captain America went back and took the stones.
He took them all back.
Yeah, but he put them back in their proper timeline. But in this timeline, Thanos succeeded, did the snap. After he did the snap, went to his planet, he destroyed the stones. Then 5 years later.
I wouldn't be surprised if she is unconscious and some agency is monitoring her as far as what's going on in her thoughts. Hence why there's somebody, I guess, to see everything from the outside in, and they're trying to break into her mind.
You know what that sound like? It's like
totally and cool. I wouldn't be surprised if Mephisto is behind some of this at all.
Professor Xavier.
I'm going to assume Mephisto or Nightmare, because it deals with the mind. I'm more betting that it is Mephisto than anything.
At the end of the first episode, you had a person sitting at the desk watching the TV, so that I gathered the same thing, that somebody's obviously watching whatever images she's conjuring in her head and monitoring it. I agree with that point.
Stay to the end of both episodes.
I can't.
Well, I would say just skip to the end.
Don't just skip to the end. You're really not missing much, Jay.
Like you said, I mean, they had a couple little subtle hints. The helicopter was in color when, what's her name, Dottie, I think? The lady cut her hand on the glass when Randall Park was talking through the radio. And then her hand was in red, and Wanda was kind of staring at it. And you had those little subtle hints. And then the beekeeper coming out the sewer, I don't know what the hell that was about.
That was the sword guy, insignia on his back, but I don't know who was in the actual. They were trying to break into her mind, I guess. Hence why they did the radio, and then they broke through the sewer, and then you saw the sign on her back, which will probably tie into Loki's.
Usually, that's how it goes.
They said this is supposed to go to Doctor Strange, Spider-Man.
Well, I'll wait for Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. It's worth it. I'll go back to this.
All right, so for gold scores for right now, because again...
Yeah, it's a little too early to tell with this.
Yeah, just with the way that the show is structured, there's a theme for each show that it's just difficult to really get a sense of, hey, this will be good, this will be bad. So again, we'll hold off on the score. Maybe next week we'll rate that episode, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.